Zorn shirt day.
Oh yeah, hey, we're like we're brothers here.
Exactly. It's sort of, I don't know, like we should be working for the state highway department. One of us holds the sign, and the other one holds a thermos of coffee. Directed traffic. Come on.
I want to hold the stop sign and slow.
Yeah,
stop slow.
Hey, plus you got your radio. You can't hold it in your hand because it's too much like work. You got to Velcro it to the side of the pole. Yeah. You ever see them do that?
Yeah.
They tape it to the pole. It's like, are you kidding me? You can't even hold it in your other hand.
Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night QRM. Your hosts tonight are Josh, Barry J, and Michael, the Virtual Youper. Tonight, Jeffrey Annual Fireworks Festival, canceled. Eating walnuts helps your nuts. And would you move your family over to Sprint for $400? All that and more on Late Night QRM. And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in Southwest New Hampshire.
Live free or die!
Here's Josh, Barry J, and Michael! Hey, everybody. Welcome to show number 61. What show are we listening to? This is Late Night QRM. I forgot to say that. And from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, I'm Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Josh.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Just the two of us this week.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody has got a lot going on.
Yep, Barty's on a business trip, and we just heard from Michael, and he's on the rig, so he's on duty as an EMT.
Yeah,
and he's
paramedic.
He's a paramedic. Yeah,
he's a paramedic.
Okay, is there a difference?
EMT? Oh, very much so.
Paramedic,
college for one.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I thought okay, yeah, EMTs are
a paramedic can administer drugs, narcotics, painkillers. EMTs cannot.
Okay,
there's I think three levels of EMT, as a matter of fact, and of which, I mean, as you climb in EMT, but you still can't administer.
Okay. That's right.
Painkillers, IVs.
That's right, because he did go to school. So
yes.
That's the difference. Okay, so my apologies to Michael for calling him an ENT. Apparently, he probably was one before he became a paramedic.
Yeah.
So he may join us later on. He's on his way back to the station, but there's a lot of paperwork and...
prep for the rig.
Prep for the rig, get it ready for another call. So he'll be busy for a while, but... So it's been gorgeous. Well, kind of gorgeous. Well, it was a gorgeous weekend. I can say that. It was just like in the low 80s, I would say. I don't think it got any higher than that. There was no humidity around here in New Hampshire, and it was just a perfect weekend, actually.
Yeah, it was a nice one. Definitely was one for the record books,
yeah.
As far as how pleasant it was.
And, you know, last night it went down to about 48 degrees out here.
Really? It didn't get that cold here.
So, you know what that means. Fall's a-coming.
Fall's a-coming.
Fall's
a-coming. Indeed it is.
So, and
I was just talking to my beautiful bride about autumn. And what is it, is it the 21st of September? Is that the first day of autumn?
Somewhere around there. 20th or 21st?
I don't recall.
Yeah,
I should look at the Book of Knowledge.
I think it's the 20th. But don't quote me on that. It might be the 21st.
Right. It's hard to believe. We were talking about just how fast this summer's flying by.
This year's flown by. Yeah, of course that tends to happen the older you get. I that's just unfair. The more knowledgeable you get, the quicker time flies. The more experience and knowledge you get, it just...
Fantastic. Things to look forward to.
Yeah.
Rapidly aging.
When you hit 80, you blink and the year's over, you know?
Yeah, exactly. What happened? I sneezed.
All right. So, so this weekend, what I did was, as you know, the continuing saga of my house painting project, which I really think the house painting is going to be the easiest part of this whole project. So.
It started out that way, isn't it?
So I got my 24-foot power spray extension pole came in the mail, and so I put that thing together and got the rest of the house done this weekend.
Got awesome.
Most of it done yesterday. I had one wall to go. Did that today, and my whole body is sore.
Oh,
because have you ever tried to, you know, I pulled this thing out, and first thing I did was extend it the full 24 feet.
Right.
And I said, well, this isn't too bad. It's a combination of the two bottom end parts are, it's a sliding pole.
Right.
And
telescopic.
Telescopic, yeah. And the two bottom parts are fiberglass, and the two upper parts are aluminum.
Okay.
So, and I got it all the way out. Well, first of all, when you have it all the way out the full 24 feet, it arcs.
Yes. I can see where that could happen.
And it's fun trying to control that end with the arc and, you know, the whole leverage thing. You're at one end and the sprayer's at the other end. I said, well, this is kind of heavy, but it's not too bad. I should be able to do this. And I only need the 24-foot section for, you know, getting to the top of the peaks.
Right.
You know, you add the footage I have plus that, I could pretty much get up to the top. Yeah, that was until the hose filled with water.
Oh.
It added a few more pounds.
So would it be a safe comparison to say that you, Barry J, basically did the equivalent of fighting with, say, oh, I don't know, 1,000-pound great white shark off the back of a boat with a bent rod for 8 hours straight?
Something like that. It was fun. And of course, you pretty much had to lean it up against the house. And the good thing, it came with a belt. So I had this belt on, and it went over your shoulder, too. And attached.
Powers activate. You had a superpower belt.
Yeah, and then you had a clip that you attached to the to the sprayer pole.
Yep, to the wand.
And then it clipped to the belt. So you were kind of mounted at one end.
Right.
The only problem is the belt tended to slip down a little bit with the weight.
Yeah, I can see this.
But it still takes a lot of forearm muscle, back muscle, and leg muscle to wrestle with this thing for as long as I had to wrestle with it. And it wasn't too bad if you got it down to about two sections, but a lot of the time to get the upper parts, I was at least three sections. Of course, the peaks, I was at four sections. Right. That lasted all of about 10-15 minutes wrestling that thing around. It was kind of like, you know, try swing this thing around and the thing would kind of arc and bounce at the top, and you hit the spray and the thing would, you know, bounce up, you know, from the pressure of the spray.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
but I was able to get the top pretty well, and then as soon as I got that section done, I brought it down, disconnected, slid that fourth section in, and it was a lot sturdier that way. But it's still the leverage thing. When you had even three extensions, man, it's I was sore today. I'm going to be really sore tomorrow.
Yeah. It might be one of those take a couple of Advil before you go to bed.
Yeah.
So you can move when you want to go to get out of bed in the morning.
Last night it was Captain Zero that helped me.
Oh, well,
a couple of Captain Zeros. Killed all the pain. So, of course, as you go down further and further, you can slide the sections in. And when there's only one section, it was fairly easy. But in the front, as I was power spraying and some of the old paint came off, that was the idea. Some of the clapboards, so did some of the wood come off. So they weren't in, you know, they looked like they were okay, and they really weren't. So I've got some clapboard replacement to do yet. And the fascia boards, we got those delivered. And so Anne-Marie's busy pre-painting those. Of course, they're fun because it's the artificial stuff.
Right.
And they're in 18-foot sections. So it takes two of us because if you go on one end and the other thing, it too droops down because it's...
You need a bunch of sawhorses.
We actually did. We went out and bought two more sawhorses because... Yeah, well, yeah, the stuff just kind of droops in between.
It was drooping for too much, right?
Yeah, so we've got the four sawhorses set up in the garage, and she's painting them two and three at a time. But the paint's taken to them real well, so that's a good awesome. The stain. So that's the progress on the house painting and repair. So, and while I had the power spray out, I also cleaned off all the granite steps, which you get a, you know, there was some moss or green on one side. That happens after a while. You take that thing to it, takes it right off.
Right down a beautiful stone. Yeah.
And I did the tops too, because, you know, they build up with dirt over time.
They get crud and stuff ground into the top of the stone.
Yeah, so now they look like brand new, brand new granite steps again. So, yeah, that's another good reason to have a power spray.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that was pretty much it. And I had to cut the grass again this weekend because we did get a lot of rain last weekend. And the grass just shot up all over the place.
It went from not growing for 4 weeks worth of not even having to start your mower to, you know, a couple of good rainstorms, and then woof, it's back up to 2 inches a day growth.
Yeah, it is. Seriously, now that the temperatures are going to start cooling, it's going to be growing again. And
yeah, well, you'll have a beautiful green lush lawn.
Yeah,
to look at, which you'll have to keep up with on a regular, you know, a lot more frequent basis. Yeah. I once you start cooling down a little bit.
I've got one section of the lawn that's really bad because it's kind of on a slight slope, which is in perfect alignment with the sun, and that area just browns out because it gets direct sunlight all the time.
You know what you're supposed to put there?
Solar panels. Solar panel.
You frame it all out in that area, and that's where the solar panels are going to go.
Yeah, that's right in the front of the house, so, unfortunately. I think I got to go find a good grass seed that can take direct sunlight because, I mean, that's not going to come back this fall. It's pretty much browned out, done, cooked. And it does it pretty much every year. I only have grass there when it's in the springtime.
So, really?
Yeah. So I got to find something that loves sun and put it out there. It's a little more hardier. See if it doesn't cook as much. But anyway, so this weekend was a beautiful weekend. And for this weekend, the annual Jaffrey Fireworks Festival was scheduled. And they had a gorgeous day to have it. And this is a thing that Jaffrey does once a year, and because Atlas Fireworks, you may have seen some of their shows. They're professional pyrotechnic people. They win all sorts of awards. They put on huge shows, like, you know.
They do Boston.
I think they did Washington one year.
They did Washington, D.C. Yeah.
They do these huge shows, and lately what they do is they do these huge shows, and they're synchronized to music. So they pump out music, and the whole show's done the music. And they practice all the time here because, where I live, we get sometimes nightly little shows because they go over to the Shattuck Golf Course and at night and practice. So we'll see little displays and stuff. So anyway, it was all set. This is a big moneymaker. People come from out of state to come see this show because it's a fairly long fireworks show, and they have all sorts of little booths and stuff. And
I have some statistics. Would you be interested in hearing them?
Sure.
All right. Roughly, they may be a little bit off because of when I actually knew this firsthand of that year, but the population of the number of people in Jaffrey, which is normally somewhere around 26,000 people, grows to over 106,000 in that same space for that one show.
So that's how many. So you're talking about 70 to 80,000 people.
70,000 to 80,000 people will show up for the because like you said, it's a fireworks show that goes on for a couple hours.
Right. And they have it. There's a small airfield in Jaffrey, and that's where they have it. And there's a farm there too. But on Friday night, actually it was Friday morning, Amory was going into town, and they had the big orange signs that, you know, they can put up messages on.
Yep.
They were showing there up and said, "Jaffrey fireworks show canceled."
Unbelievable.
And we said, what? So, of course, it wasn't any time for news or anything. So I went on the internet, and sure enough, I Googled it and found out that apparently somebody sent the Keene Sentinel, which is the nearest fairly the nearest big city, you could call it that, is Keene. And that's their newspaper, the Keene Sentinel. Somebody sent the Keene Sentinel and members of the Chamber of Commerce threatening letters that said that they were going to do something at the fireworks festival. And...
what?
Yes, they were going to do something. They were going to have their own little fireworks show, is what they basically said. And being that where they have the festival, being at the airport, there's a lot of woods around there that they can't basically, this is what they said, they couldn't basically cover the woods. They have a hard enough time covering the streets. They actually bring police officers in from other towns and everything.
Many other towns.
And considering the crowds that, you know, we're talking 60 to 80,000 people that generally show up for this thing, the police chief here decided that, and they called the FBI, and they kind of thought this might be credible.
Right.
So they decided to be to go on the safe side, proactive, right, and they canceled the show. And that's going to hurt the town of Jaffrey because, you know, that's a big money maker for vendors and small businesses.
But you know what? The way I look at it, I'm going to say it's a good call.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think we should have just one person, call.
I agree.
I say you maybe tell people, look, we got a call.
Right.
Or something, but let people police themselves. I don't know. I just think, you know, this is one call, and it destroyed, like, one of the main things that Jaffrey does all year. Who says it's not going to happen again next year and the year after?
Or any other event. It was the Jaffrey Fireworks Festival.
Right.
Tomorrow it could be a college graduation. Who knows? You know, or a college football game or whatever. God only knows. But I have to say that if they canceled it after contacting the feds, and they still said, better safe than sorry and close this thing down rather than take the risk. There had to have been some extenuating circumstances that they either A, couldn't find. Well, I mean, you could only trace back so far to what post office was the first post office that posted the letter.
Yeah.
Okay, but as a rule of thumb, if someone put a bogus return address on there, no fingerprints, wore gloves when they wrote this letter, it's a shame. It sucks.
Yeah.
From a fiscal financial perspective, it's a real, real kick right in the backside for the town and the Chamber of Commerce. However, from a safety standpoint, I don't give a shit if they're making $100,000 or $200,000 that night. The cost of one life by far outweighs it. But next year they can be ready for such a letter to come through and start the investigations long in advance of the actual festival.
Well, I guess I'm waiting to hear more information. hopefully they'll let more information out about this. And, okay. You know, we'll find out more on why they decided to close it. I just think it was kind of a, I don't know. I think it was a much ado about nothing, because chances are, I mean, they've had bomb scares, calls and stuff to the school here, and nothing ever right. became of it. So, I don't know.
I can see where you could look at it that way. I mean, here I think we agree to disagree. It's mm-hmm. and that which is a beautiful thing in living in the United States is and being best friends. I'd rather a bomb threat to a school. The odds of probability and the psychology behind it is that it's a pissed off student, or it's mm-hmm. a pissed off expelled student, or on detention.
Yeah.
But to drop a dime on a public event that's going to draw 100,000 people at it, rather than, and not that students, but, you know, but the student, if you want to look at it from the math of collateral damage,
mm-hmm.
at maximum, how many people are in a school, God forbid something bad like that should happen, versus 100,000 people all standing in, you know, for as near as makes no difference, a field and a parking lot all staring at fireworks. They're all looking up, not looking forward. And then you had the whole, you know, realistically, that good God Almighty, that could go south. Good, I mean, as almost quicker, like you said, because of all the woods, you could have someone parked out in the woods, and nobody would ever be able to spot him before it's too late.
Yeah, I guess it's. I guess I get upset that, you know, these kind of things can get canceled at a moment's notice.
Yeah, and that's that. You would think, and here's where I'm on. Right on the same page with you. You would think that an event that's this well established, mm-hmm. that draws this kind of numbers worth of people,
yeah.
given our climate as it is right now, you would probably be under the impression that somebody somewhere would have said, what if? We should plan for the what ifs. What if yeah. we get one of these letters? What if some nut job decides to forget to take his medication and goes haywire?
Right.
And that way you can still have it, but you've got your continue. You know, you got all the tools in place to make sure that you know that person couldn't fulfill whatever weird, twisted, effed up fantasy that they got going on in their head.
Yeah, exactly. It's a shame. It really is a shame. But,
it is. You're right. The town, it's definitely going to take a blow, not just financially, but more, you know, the morale.
Yeah. I mean, the town was having enough problems. The businesses are having enough problems in the economy today, and then have something like that happen, you know.
Yeah. It's just
the guy got exactly what he wanted. That's the other thing that kind of irritates me.
That pisses you off. That pisses me off. Someone, you know, it's one thing if the guy's completely fucking, pardon my French, a wacko, and puts this letter out. But as a rule of thumb, or not strike that, that's not necessarily correct. But as the way the human psyche works, it wasn't someone who would even have any idea of fulfilling something so horrific. It was just they're pissed off. They don't want the crowds of people in their town. They're just generally disgruntled or an asshole. They dropped mm-hmm. this letter in the mail, and like you said, they got their own way, but you have to err on the side of caution. And that part pisses me off more than anything. I want to find this guy. I would love to hear a follow-up where they find this guy and they hang him up by his testicles with fish hooks.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll be able to find a way to track him, or you know, you don't know. It could have been just a disgruntled person, or you know, there's been a lot of foreclosures in the area, so it could have been somebody that used to live here and their house got foreclosed. Who knows? You know,
there's
a lot of that going on. So, well, anyway, so hopefully next year they'll be able to have it. I would have liked it if they could have just postponed it or something. But I guess something like that, preparing for it and everything, it takes a lot of effort. And, you know, like I said, people from all over the place come out to this thing each year.
It was a big event. It was awesome. Awesome show to see and go to. And, you know, it's that's a shame. Damn shame.
Yep. So, anyway, that's the local news around here and what's happened. So, our next topic, a little different. Apparently, walnuts improve sperm health.
Well, I'll sleep better.
This is what Barty gave us. I think Barty's attitude about this was, you know, they did this study, a rather expensive study, to find out, you know, what helped produce healthy sperm and things like that. And this is what they came up with, you know, walnuts. If young people in their 20s eat walnuts, their sperm is more active and healthier.
And it's supposed to be. They're in their 20s, for crying out loud.
And I guess Barty's impression of this, you know, with all the different sicknesses out there and things that are going on, you know, people are dying from, you'd think they'd spend their money on something more important than healthy sperm.
Yeah, I could see, definitely. You know what? There's one thing I did actually read. They said if men, middle-aged men, that would be you and me, should eat a half of an ounce of walnuts or pistachios a day, which significantly reduces the likelihood of getting prostate cancer in middle-aged men.
That part I didn't read.
If you look in the Book of Knowledge and type, you know, give it the old prostate cancer not treatment with walnuts, but prevention by eating nuts, you'll actually see that, there's been quite a few studies on that.
So
I hate walnuts, so that's not going to happen.
So what we get from this story is eating nuts saves your nuts.
Yeah, eating nuts will save your nuts. So I started eating peanuts, but that's actually a legume.
Yeah, that's not going to help you.
No.
Not at all. Yeah, I'll help you.
But they taste good, and they're a great snack while watching movies on Netflix. Shelled roasted peanuts.
Yeah. So the Hubble is watches a star cluster on a collision course. Did you read this? This is another Barty story. I better get quick onto it.
I glimpsed at it real quick, but I cannot in any shape, form, fashion intelligently comment on it. Because the first question that came in mind, like I literally glimpsed, Hubble watches star clusters on collision course with what? Is the first thing that came to my mind.
Oh, the two star they're in a collision course.
So they're on a collision course with each other. Okay, fine.
Yeah, early stages of merging. The clusters are 170,000 light years away in the large Magellanic Cloud. Magellanic? I know it's from Magellan, but they added an IC on the end of it, so I don't know how to pronounce that.
Gotcha.
Magellanic?
Well, it sounds Magellanic.
Magellanic Cloud, I guess it is. A small satellite galaxy to our Milky Way. What at first was thought to be only one cluster in the core of the massive star-forming region, 30 Doradus, also known as the... Oh, you're kidding me. The He did this on purpose just to hear me say words that I can't
hear. I have words that have got 46 letters.
Known as the Tyrannahula Nebula?
The Tyrannosaurus Rex Nebula. There you go.
Has been found to be a composite of two clusters that differ in age of about 1 million years. Okay.
Word's got 36 letters in it.
I know he did this on purpose just to hear. He did this on purpose just to hear me read it. I know he did. Bastard.
Makes your tongue hurt.
Yeah. I guess we're supposedly. What's the one that has Alpha Centauri? Is that in our galaxy? Oh, there's another galaxy. I don't know whether it's...
a
sister galaxy close to us, and supposedly the Milky Way is going to collide with it. And I don't know how many billions of years, but it's going to happen.
I'm all tore up about that in 40 billion years from now, and I'm long gone in dust.
Well, here's the thing. The astronomers all say that this will happen, and chances are it won't affect us at all. I mean, you know, yes, the things that go in and collide, but, you know, the chances of us even getting hurt or anything.
Will our colonies on the planet Mars be able to witness it any better than than we will down here on the blue ball?
I don't know. You know, we'll see. You know, and that's if our sun is still around.
Yeah, that'll implode. So. Mr. Positive Thinking.
So, okay, let's get away from astronomy because they've got too many big words.
Exactly. Makes your head hurt. Makes my head hurt.
Beirut passengers asked to chip in for Air France fuel.
Indeed they did. As a matter of fact, here we got this one also from Barty.
Yeah.
They had said that, and I'm just going to cut in and out a little bit here. They asked if the passengers could contribute for the refueling on a Wednesday night flight from Paris that was diverted to Damascus because of tensions in Beirut and then flew on to Larnaca, he said. That they asked a gentleman, Roland, age 23, who was an engineer on the flight. It looks like, let's see here. It looks like because of sanctions leveled against the countries here, because they were diverted, that in a nutshell, the airline didn't have a line of credit or a charge account at the airport in which it had to make this emergency landing to. Let's see, there were some negotiations going on to buy fuel because Air France doesn't fly to Damascus at the moment, and so doesn't have an account with the Damascus Airport authorities, he explained. So basically, they didn't have a line of credit to get the jet fueled up. They attempted to say, well, we'll buy the fuel using a credit card, but because there is basically an embargo, if you will, where there between, let's see here, the flight to Liberty's Castle, France's carrier suspended flights to Damascus in March because of the deadly unrest sweeping Syria. Let's see here. According to an Air France employee who declined to be named, the crew at first offered to pay for the fuel in Damascus with a credit card, but the transaction was impossible because of the financial sanctions which have been slapped on Syria. So basically, the airport said, we want cash. And they went to all the passengers and said, hey, you want to, you know, throw into the kitty, we got to buy gas to get home. Or enough gas to get back in the air to get to an airport that we do have a charge account with.
Jeez. Oh,
can you imagine that, sitting on a plane and saying, oh, we got to make an unscheduled stop here to, say, another airport. In this case, it was Damascus. Only to have the wheels touch on the tarmac, plane comes to a stop, and they say, hey, dude, you got any gas money?
Hey, you're paying enough. Oh, there's Michael. Here we go. Michael should be joining here.
Nice.
Hey.
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 Welcome to the show.
Howdy, howdy. We were just touching base on the show notes here about pretty much when Air France said to all of its passengers when the plane made an unscheduled stop in Damascus, when the wheels came to a stop on the tarmac, hey, you got any gas money? Because we came in on the limit enough to take off and get out of here. So throw a couple of bucks in the hat. And oh, by the way, we can't use credit cards in Damascus. So that's what we were just talking about, Barty's story that he threw in. It's funny.
And we also charge you for carry-on luggage, and we charge you for your meals, and now we're charging you for the gas.
Yeah, hey, dude, you want to float me a few bucks for gas, or else we ain't getting off the ground? That's a kick in the pants.
Oh, yeah. God. Next thing you know, they'll be selling seat licenses like they do at stadiums for NFL games. Yeah. Oh, yes, you bought a ticket to fly on this plane, but now you need a seat license to get a seat.
it's crazy. Absolutely. I tell you what, it would definitely, definitely, definitely make you question and really, really research your connecting flights and possible emergency landing points for any flight that you were going to take off of Air France. If you got to, you know, well, honey, I got a business trip I got to fly to. If we get diverted, I'm going to need an extra $1,000 for gas money so we can keep on going, or else I'm going to have to walk back once the plane
lands. Oh, man. The world is too crazy these days.
It is absolutely nuts. Wow. What else we got on here? We got, you know what? This one, I haven't read it. Yeah. I'm dying for, hopefully you did read it and know something about it here, Barry or Michael, but can I go ahead and read it about Google Files? Yeah. A new patent lawsuit against Apple seeks to block iPhone, iPad, and Mac imports to the United States. Are these people smoking crack, or are they just out for a quick buck?
Well, no, it's all dealing with... you know, the whole patent wars thing that's going on. And the only reason they did this is if you remember, Google bought Motorola. Okay, at least the wireless section of Motorola. So with that came a whole bunch of patents that Motorola had. Well, now they're saying, you know, Apple has violated this. So they're going after them because Apple's going after Samsung, and Samsung, of course, uses the Android operating system, which is a Google thing. So, you know, they're just and Apple basically did the same thing to Samsung. So now Google's doing it to Apple. They're trying to block. The key thing here is they're trying to block all Apple products, or you know, iPhones, iPads, iPods, anything that's made overseas. And of course, they're all made in China, basically. Well, some
all made in China.
Well, some of it's going to Brazil now too. But
right.
But so they're trying to block the sale. And of course, we know that on September 12th, a big announcement from Apple is going to happen.
Right.
In other words, iPhone 5. So they're sticking this in to try to screw with Apple's announcements. And I don't even think they went in and. I looked at a few stories about this, and I don't even think they mentioned the patents at all.
Oh, so it's a PR. It's a PR suit. Oh, basically, it's a legal suit, but at the same time, too, they're trying it in the eyes of media and as well as the courts. In other words, which quite honestly. You know, you got to ask yourself, these dudes are getting greedier and greedier and greedier and greedier. Google used to represent something that was cool in my book. They used to be something that was like, hey, these guys are awesome. These are programmers. They're putting out a great product, and I am proud and happy to use it because these guys are about the folks on the net and the end user. And all they are is turning into a big, giant Microsoft now.
Well, they are. And Apple's doing the same thing. You know, these guys...
Well, now that Steve's passed away, you're right. You can see their business model is changing.
It's changing a little bit, but actually Steve went to go after Google big time because he really thought that that Google ripped off the iPhone royally.
Yeah. They did.
And
let's face it, they did. You know, I'll talk about the big pink elephant in the room. Yeah. They did.
Yeah, but you know you can say that a lot of Apple's stuff that went into the iPhone subsystems and things like that was they ripped it off of other places. So you know where does it end? They should just get together and work this out. And I think Google that's what they want to do. They want to sit down with Apple and negotiate patents. So that, you know, we stop all this nonsense. Because the only ones that make out on this are the lawyers.
Well, yeah, the Android systems, their OSs are pretty good. Let's face it, Apple's kick ass over everybody else's, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't even have one.
Yeah.
But I also see it as Apple's gaining more and more and more momentum. I mean, they're coming out with that new... The 7-inch iPad, you know, the mini pad.
Well, you could say that's a ripoff. That would be a ripoff from Galaxy because the Galaxy.
Well, Apple was the first folks to come out with a touch screen computer period, and mass market it in that fashion. If they decide to come out with an 11-inch, a 7-inch, a 5-inch, a 2-inch, it's still their form factor. They did it first.
Well, not really.
Well, actually, you're right. Touchscreens have been out for a while.
And I did a touchscreen tablet with a fold-out keyboard in 1997, based on Windows CE.
Yes, I was going to say, Microsoft had the first touchpad out there.
Okay. So, point.
So it comes around again. Before that, it was the Newton.
That's right.
I guess it still comes back to what Josh said.
Yeah. But then again, you don't know. It sounds like Microsoft and Apple, though, did coordinate the technologies and gave each other permission to do things because, that first pad borrowed some stuff from the Newton, but they contacted Apple before they did it. And then, of course, the iPad or the iPhone came out, and that borrowed technology from the Microsoft pad that came out. So, you know, it seems like those guys have an agreement. But, Google and Samsung especially. Samsung has been known to do that, though. Although, I got to admit, they make great products. But you could say the same thing when they came out with their Samsung televisions, which are right now probably the leading, flat screen television out there. They totally ripped off from Panasonic and LG and Vizio, Sony, especially Sony. Sony suffered a lot from this, and they put them out cheaper. So, and then, of course, you got to remember Samsung was a major supplier of parts for the iPhone and the iPad. And all of a sudden, they started coming out with phones and everything else on their own. Where did that technology come from? So, what gets me with some of these ones, especially with Motorola, is some of these suits are based on because Apple uses a chipset, and the people who make the chips, the company who makes the chips, got permission for Motorola patents to be used in the chipset. Okay, so they got that permission. Well, apparently, what they're arguing is when Apple buys the chipset, which has the Motorola patent technology in it, they think they can go after them again to pay Motorola because, and it's like, that doesn't work that way, I don't think. Yeah, I mean, they're paying for a chipset, and that other company paid to use those patents in the chipset. So just because Apple's using those chipsets, you don't get to get the, you don't
double
pay
dip.
The, yeah, you don't double dip on that stuff. So I don't know whether that's the case here, but I saw another one where they were trying to do that. And from all here on this one, chances are it's going to be thrown out. They said that they don't think it's going to go very far. So we'll see. I just wish these patent wars would come to an end because, lawyers have to be paid. And that means you got to have money to pay the lawyers, which means that the products become more expensive so lawyers can be paid. And I'm tired of that. So, anyway. So, speaking of cell phones.
Yeah.
Sprint. Well, title of the story is, would you move your family to Sprint for $400? So, and a leaked promo flyer shot shows the third place carrier really wants you to switch over and is willing to pay for your business. Now, of course, the $400, they don't just give you cash. It's $400 toward a phone. Well, it says $400 credit, but I think the credit's only good to buy phones. But Sprint is trying. They've got the...
they got a hell of a service, man.
They have true unlimited data service.
Yes, they do.
And
they have the iPhone true unlimited internet access for the iPhone.
But they don't have the iPhone 5.
So?
Well.
I mean, realistically, what, like the iPhone 4 isn't cutting it for you?
It's time to upgrade. It's been 2 years. Come on. It's been 2 years.
I still say, you know what? Well, my wife, we have Virgin Mobile. Which runs on the same PCS network and runs on Sprint's network. Everywhere there's Sprint, there's Virgin Mobile in the United States. It works flawlessly. And true unlimited internet data, you name it, flat price, no surprises, no issues, no problems, no none of that.
Now, do they, let's see, I may have just answered my question. Sprint's unlimited data is, of course, an attractive selling point as well, but the third place carrier remains well behind Verizon in the race to roll out 4G. So that would be another thing you worry about, because if you get a 4G phone,
worry about. You're to worry about. 25 years ago, you couldn't make a phone call from a rolling car. Now I'm going to worry because it doesn't have 4G. Please.
Well, I am. If I have a phone that can do 4G, I want to do 4G. Come on.
I wouldn't go so far as to say worry. Maybe point of interest, but not worry.
Apparently, you're not into this game here. Come on.
25 years ago, my beeper was going, beep, 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 beep. That's how we contacted somebody, and you made up a little code system where it said 411 meant call the girlfriend. 999 meant something else. You know, that's how you knew it was called. And now I'm supposed to be worried. Oh, my God. There might not be 4G LTE. Who gives a shit? I mean, really? Honest to God, you know? And plus, I still say unlimited internet outweighs that. If this is just me being a grouchy pain in the ass, but honest to God, if you want to Twitter and tweet and update and roam and earthquake check, and you got 77,214 apps like you do, all running simultaneously updating data from Wi-Fi to cell tower, and you know what? They say, well, you have a limit on how much data you can take to 77 gigabytes, whatever the hell it is. You blow that in the first week in a month, and now what used to cost you $116 a month for your phone now could be $216, $316. Well, with unlimited, who cares? Just let the shit run. You know, let the data go. It's not going to cost you anymore. You could actually use the features on the hardware to their fullest capability at will without worrying about it digging into your wallet. That's what I think.
Well, how much are their plans?
$69.99 a month unlimited.
Which by the time they get done all the taxes and everything in here
in New Hampshire. If you go to a Sprint store in New Hampshire, you don't have any.
No, I'm not talking about sales tax. I'm talking about federal lines and this and that. And now we've got a recovery tax of some, a new recovery tax. Yeah.
Call it $80 a month, unlimited everything, anytime.
No, that would be $80 added in taxes to the $69.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, your AT&T phone, they charge you $10 every time you draw a breath while looking at your phone if you're over your minutes. Oh, he blinked. Charge him a penny. Oh, he winked at it twice. That's worth a buck. I mean, you know, let's face it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it might be something. I mean, the only problem is my wife's phone. She's stuck with AT&T for another year. So, because I was thinking about it, but I still want to have a phone I can use over in Europe, and as long as I know that they have both chipsets in, which I think the new iPhone will have.
The new iPhone has CDMA and also GSM.
Of course, also with this is if I moved over to Sprint, that probably means I'd have to buy my iPhone at full price because I don't think they're getting the iPhone 5.
That's worth looking into. I will know it does work over in Europe because any Sprint cell phone that has a dual chipset automatically bounces onto Virgin Mobile's network over there.
Okay. So.
And that's one of the more predominant cell carriers in Europe.
Well, in England, I guess, when I'm over in Germany and the Netherlands, it seemed to be I was always on, what is it, Orange?
Orange,
I don't know. It shows up, it says there's like an O on on my phone when I'm over there. So that, but that could be just because it's a deal with AT&T. That's
right.
What AT&T uses over there. So, I don't know. I'll have to look. Because definitely, you know, if they announce it on the 12th, I'm online ordering one. So I've got to figure out what to do. There's a kitty cat.
Yep, there's my Pookie.
Black kitty cat.
Yeah, all black cat. Yeah. I've had her since, since before she was kitten. I was the one who actually helped her mommy give birth to her.
Yeah.
So she's about 4 years old now.
Wow, can you make her meow?
Can I make her? Usually I have a tough time trying to make her shut up. She is a Bombay, which is a breed that is here in the United States. It's come up to originally from Kentucky. It's a cross between, if you will, an Abyssinian and a Siamese.
Hmm.
So they are very, very, very talkative and very needy.
I was going to say, my sister has two Siamese, and they talk the time.
They talk constantly, and they always need to interact with the family members.
Right. Yes, they're
not loners.
No,
they're not, as you can tell, as I have her sitting on my chest right now while doing a show.
And if they're like my sisters, they pick a certain person.
Yep.
And basically
that is their pet. That person is their pet, and I happen to be her pet.
Yeah. Of course, my wife found a book. I'll have to find the name of the book that's out there, but it's a book on cats and what they're really doing, and like when they're needing you. They're not being lovey-dovey and friendly. They're trying to find the soft, mushy organs to attack first.
is that what my girl cat's doing here on my chest right now? Trying to find what organs are going to taste easiest to get to.
When you enter a room and you see a cat jump and run, that's not because they're scared. It's because it was a failed ambush.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, we have her and her two sisters, so we get all three of them here. And we have what we call anyone who's a cat owner and cat lover, especially if you have more than one, we'll see that. For us, it's right around 11:30 at night. We have a kitty madness.
Oh yeah!
And all of a sudden, they go ripping across the house. Insane.
Off to the races! You bet.
Yeah, exactly. Kitty madness.
Yep.
And I mean, they're knocking stuff off the tables and shooting across this and up the couch, off the couch, and like a bank, like in a NASCAR race. And you go, "What the hell's that with the cat?" Or the cat's plural.
Yeah.
It's fun though. It's a lot of fun.
At one time, we had five cats. We're down to one now, and she's 17. So, she's slowed down a little bit. But, I remember those evenings, especially when we had five of them, and they'd be ripping all over the house.
Kitty madness.
And, usually you start off with a meow, like a loud meow somewhere. And all of a sudden, it's amazing how something that's a few pounds and small can sound like an elephant upstairs.
Absolutely.
But the other parting shot from that book was when they bring you a dead mouse, it's not a gift, it's a warning.
If you're tardy with my food and that dish ever gets empty too long,
I'll have to find that book. She was reading some of the stuff. She found it on the internet. I said we should probably pick that one up because that's being cat owners for many, many years.
Yeah.
That's definitely a worthwhile book.
Indeed. It sounds like it.
Okay. So, iPhone SMS vulnerability.
Yeah, right.
Oh, SMS vulnerable, according to researcher. And I think this is all dealing with what it comes down to is when iPhone shows an SMS message, it only displays the reply to message and not the or address and not the actual address that it came from. So therefore, you don't have both addresses, and you could mistakenly reply to the reply to address, and that of course can be spoofed real easy. So, so it's something to watch out for if you have an iPhone. And
what if you have a Turdberry? What do I have to be worried or concerned?
I don't think you need to be worried or concerned because you're probably not getting messages on there anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I am. As of September, they said it won't work anymore anyway. So.
Uh-oh, are we going to lose Michael? No, he's putting his headphone back in.
The earbud has gone in. It looks like the poor man needs a good 8 hours rest.
Yes.
That and a hot cup of coffee to follow immediately after having that 8 hours of rest.
Yeah. Well, I'm not done yet till tomorrow morning. I'm just on standby right now.
Hopefully you'll be able to get some shut-eye.
Well,
in the back of
but I recommend thing. Grabbing that hot cup of coffee now.
I will. Actually, I'm thinking about going out and getting some good, hot, spicy stir-fry after this.
Ooh, that'll keep you up just with the heartburn alone.
Really? No.
So Instagram has updated. Update is a big win for photo discovery. Apparently, the new version 3 of Instagram is now has a map, and it will you can give permission to. I hate when. Oh, you can't hear it, but. I went to the story and an ad popped up with music.
Oh, no.
An ad popped up with music.
Yeah. So, anyway, sorry. It's gone now. So now you can bring up like a Google map and it has pictures all over the map and you can go click on it and look. And it's people's Instagram pictures. Could be a little dangerous if you're taking pictures at your house and it shows up there and shows exactly where you live. You got to be careful of that.
Yeah, I can see where that could be a little precarious. Yeah.
And, you know, I downloaded a while back. I downloaded Instagram. I always check these apps out. To me, it was Instagram. You know, you can use it to take a really nice picture with a, you know, megapixel camera and make it look like something from an Instagram or from an Instamatic from the 70s. Make it look like a 30-year-old photo. Ooh.
I thought we were always working to try and get further and further away from that.
But I saw the update come, and so, you know, naturally it updated, and so I tried to take a picture with it yesterday, and darn if I went to take the picture and it took the picture, and then when it said, you know, send it to like Facebook or something like that, and I go to click the button and the thing just blew up and just blew out completely. Didn't fail.
Really?
Yeah. I had to restart it, and I tried at least 4 times to take a picture with Instagram and it failed every time. So apparently the upgrade isn't working for everybody. And I wasn't... I wanted to see what would happen if it would give me an option on whether I wanted it posted on a map or not.
Right.
And, I didn't get that far. As the thing blew up.
Gotcha. So you got so far, and then you're like, to heck with this.
Yeah. And so after 4 attempts to take a picture with Instagram, I stopped. And so... Yeah.
just reached my limit of the end of my attention span. I'm done playing with you.
So I don't know whether version I don't know whether version 3 is any good or not, because frankly I can't run it on my iPhone 4. So whether that's a problem with iPhone 4 or not, I'll be checking to see. I don't know whether I want to actually write them and tell them, hey, this isn't working with my iPhone 4, because frankly I don't care.
Frankly, I don't care.
So, because you know, things like Google Plus have the same service. You know, it's like, you know, and I can upgrade, upload pictures to Facebook with no problems, and if I want to, and so I don't know why I need Instagram.
Right.
So,
what's he got there?
I don't know. It's a. Is that a tablet? Did you get yourself a little tablet?
This is from Christmas.
From Christmas?
This is from, Christmas this past year. A little tablet.
He's been holding out on us.
Oh, we didn't know you had a tablet. Is that the Amazon one?
No, this is a piece of shit one. It's, it is the $100, what is it, the... What's it called? The model M709W tablet that I ordered off of eBay, which to this day still hasn't worked right. Won't go to Google. It wouldn't go to the marketplace. Wouldn't play right. Has wicked bad latency. And the touchscreen is locked up because now I have to put in the software all over again. If you guys can see it. I mean, it looks, it looks pretty. Who? Bought it from my wife. Biggest disappointment I have ever done.
Who makes that fine product that you're holding in your hand?
I love it. This is made by, give me 1 second, I have a folder on the desktop of my computer from when we did the show last week.
I mean, we ought to give them props, you know?
Oh, absolutely. This is the instructions, or is the operator's instructions for... let's see here. Download and unzip the M709 to your computer. All this bullshit that I have to do, which, just to get the damn thing to work, which it has never, ever worked right. What the heck brand is it? Let me see here. The M709W, operator's instructions. It is made by, it's a company in China. Who'd have thought? Oh,
really? A tablet from China?
I know. It's shocking. It is. I gotta get to the end of the page here. It's a very long PDF format. Oh my goodness! Yeah, you know what? I can't even remember who the hell makes this thing. I may have to look on the Book of Knowledge. But if I can, if I put it into just the model number alone, it doesn't even tell you at the top. You know, like a good name brand of one. It's let's see here. Let's go to the Book of Knowledge. And if I put in the model of... Actually, I was looking up your grass seed, by the way. Oh.
Before the show, we had a talk. Exactly. No, it was during the show, wasn't it?
It was during the show.
During the show, we talked about trying to find full sun grass.
It is. Here it is. The MID, M-I-D, model M709W. Okay. Factory firmware. It is, it's called the MID 709. So MID.
That's the company.
The company is. I'm trying to find out the actual. There is a Chinese name of a company that makes it, and I'm trying to find it. But I'll let you know when I'll find it. As you move on. But it's supposedly, if I can get the firmware reflashed into this thing, it'll work wonders, of which I have serious freaking doubts. Because I have screwed with the code on this thing more times, trying to get it to work, and my wife put in the firmware, got this fancy, the graphics and all that, and, you know, and it moves, and it toggles, and it da-da-da, except for the touchscreen doesn't work, which makes it useless.
Oh, I guess that's a touch tablet would be hard to use.
Yes, it's a touch tablet that maybe it reads your mind.
All right, well, it's time to go to the new what do they call it? Nexus 7. It seems to be a fairly decent one, and who knows if Apple comes out with the 7-inch MacBook or iPad, who knows what they're going to call it? Probably iPad Mini. It'll be interesting to see what the price point is on that.
They say it's going to be really competitive.
They've got to be competitive. So anyway, so good news: AT&T won't charge for FaceTime over cellular. But there is a catch. You've got to be part of one of their all-in-one data plans, shared data plans. And, of course, that, I believe, costs more money. So I have to check that out. I really don't know, because right now I have my wife's iPhone and my iPhone on AT&T, and we both have our own separate data plan. So, you know, that probably costs me like $80 a month just for the data plan. And I don't know what the shared data plans are, but I was surprised. I was going and checking my data usage. I was looking at mine. It was like, okay, that's not too bad. And I look at hers and it was like, wow, she's beating me. And she doesn't use the phone for much. And I said, what are you doing that you're using so much data? Come to find out that when she's working in the stores and everything, she's streaming radio shows. And she uses it almost every day to listen to different radio shows because, she's of the conservative type, so she likes to listen to certain shows that are on the...
I can't imagine her listening to something conservative.
That happen to usually be on the AM dial, and which is, you know, in today's world, AM just does not travel very well with all the other noises, electronic noises and everything out there. So she's learned now that she can stream those radio stations on the iPhone and get... pure, actually better quality than FM.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, I almost said the number here. Yeah. But, yes, it's the blank 100 AM talk radio station. I actually stream it on my BlackBerry.
Yeah. That's why I'm always saying AM is about dead. I can, because it's just been getting, you know, the world is getting electronically noisier and noisier. And, you know, You drive a car down with the AM, you know, trying to listen to an AM station, and all you hear is buzz, crackle, you know, as you're driving down the road. And you know, of course, FM doesn't do that, but streaming's going to be it, because all the cars that are being made now have the ability to, you know, plug in your smartphone and put it right into the sound system in the car, and you stream. And pretty soon they're gonna be streaming themselves. I think allow streaming. Yeah. So I think the Ford.
Oh, I found the name of this now. Wonder Media.
Wonder Media.
WONDERMEDIA. Wonder Media.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, well, there you go. And that's why mine's. That's why this is a paperweight. And it's not even doing a good job at that, because it's plastic.
So, anyway. So, what's going on up in Capahaba these days? Anything exciting? New?
Well, I'm sure there is.
You just haven't been there.
I've been here since yesterday morning, so...
Yeah, that's right. You're on a business trip too, and
well, you know, the moms did come out last week. That was cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the yearly trip.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's an event in the harbor. Everybody goes, oh, the Michael's Virtual Youper's moms are up for the week, and they're all, you know, they're all out to greet them, and it's cool.
That's neat. That's good that they come up for a visit.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, the main EMS station right here is, and for those listening, I'm sorry, I'm just totally fried. Isn't that what I was last week, too? Anyhow.
You're pretty much fried all the time.
Yeah. I'm with it on call, so really. Anyhow, the EMS station here is right next to the county airport, which is actually the Canadian Mutual Exchange International Airport here in the United States.
Really?
And it has direct flights to Chicago O'Hare. So my mother and mother-in-law, who are best friends and live six blocks apart, take a airport car from their home in northern Illinois, about an hour's drive to the airport. They get on a flight, and it's direct here.
Wow.
So it works out pretty good. It's considering it's an all-day drive for me, it's 465 miles from my house in Copper Harbor to my mom's house.
Oh.
They can take a car, fly up here. I pick them up, and it's an hour's drive from here back to Copper Harbor.
That's nice.
So that worked out good for them. And you know, once they're in the harbor, they can pretty much walk wherever they want.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a good week.
Good. And when do the kids start school up there?
After Labor Day.
Oh wow. Okay, so they start kind of late compared to.
Well, traditional.
Yeah, so that's true. It's traditional because we always started the Thursday after Labor Day.
I found out in my hometown back in northern Illinois that they started school this week.
Yes.
Absolutely shocked.
A lot of schools are bumping it up.
This is like the peak of vacation right here, right in the middle of August.
Right.
Yeah.
I think they get some static over that.
Yeah. Well.
No, it's I know mine are next week, next Tuesday.
Yeah. Wow.
So not this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, they're back. Back into the grind.
Yep. That's right before Labor Day.
Yep.
Wow. So, wow. And pretty soon it will be time for October and Halloween, and I better buy more Buckyballs.
You give them out to all the kids, right?
Yeah, give them out on Halloween.
Oh, yeah, the kids go into your house and end up having to friggin' ride a four-wheeler to go from driveway to driveway on your street.
Yeah.
A gallon of gas getting from house to house to get two Snickers bars.
Yeah. Actually, we don't really usually get trick-or-treaters out on here because the town has a trick-or-treating thing.
You have bears visit, but you don't have trick-or-treaters visit.
The bears come with their bags. Trick-or-treat.
In the harbor.
I don't
remember ever not.
What was that?
Have you talked about Halloween in the harbor?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
It's great to be a kid in Copper Harbor at Halloween because, you know, there's only like maybe a total, including kids coming in to visit, maybe a dozen. And there's only maybe a dozen, 18 homes that sign up. It's actually a little more than that.
Hmm.
So you walk up to the door. It's not a candy bar. It's like it's a fun back. Come back with a pillowcase that's full, a completely full pillowcase.
Lucky kids. Jeez, that's fantastic.
And it's the act of having it because my kids eat like maybe one piece a day. So they'll go through maybe 5% of all, or maybe 10% of all the candy in that pillowcase before it starts to crystallize. Which we don't complain about at all. So my wife winds up throwing out 80 to 90% of all Halloween, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever holiday, you know, candy you think of.
I'm going to send you a box. Return address envelope or label to put on it in my UPS account.
Forgot. I went across that in my email box. I was like, oh, yeah, next time I'm home.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, the microphone. And
hey, sooner or later, you can't rush into these things, man. You know, that's the way I look at it.
Oh, that's the plan, right?
There was, let me see if I've got it here. I sent it to my wife. I know that. Somebody had a saying on Facebook. Let me see if I've got, can find it and send mail. Yes, here it is. Somebody had posted a thing. It says, ladies, if a man says he will fix it, he will. There is no need to remind him every 6 months about it.
Right.
I love that. I said,
it sounds like something Red Green would say.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. So, well, guys, we're out of topics, and we're sitting at 118, at least on the recording clock. So, I think we'll call this a show. And
okay.
It's a show.
We do have a musical guest, and as soon as I find the show notes again, I'll tell you who that musical guest is. It's Cody Prevost.
Prevost.
It's spelled P-R-E-V-O-S-T.
Oh, okay.
Prevost. I would say Prevost. Cody Prevost. And Finish What He Started is the name of the song. So, with that, we'd like to tell all the military members out there, both CONUS and OCONUS, thank you for what you're doing. Keep up the good fight, and you OCONUS guys, we hope you get back home to your family and friends as soon as you can. And with that, from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, where it's probably going to go back down into the 40s tonight again, I'm Barry J.
From the southeast corner of New Hampshire, where it won't go into the 40s tonight, this is Jash.
And relating to last week's topic, even when I'm here at the EMS station, the UPS driver finds me here. I'm Michael, the virtual Uber.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
You met him on a day like any other day, except it was raining. You should have known by that he'd take his promise back. Love's always changing. It's hard to watch while someone's heart is breaking. When someone leaves, someone's always waiting. Right now I know your trust is torn. This is the moment I've been waiting for. I will leave you empty hearted. I'm gonna finish what he started. Yeah, he can talk the talk, I'm gonna walk the walk. Won't leave you stranded. I'm gonna right his wrong. I've loved you all along. Let me be candid. I wanna kiss you everywhere it's broken. Pick up the pieces of your shattered emotion. Don't mean to sound like I'm all that, but once I hold you, you won't want him back. Where his love is where mine's just getting started. I'm gonna pick up where he left you. I will leave you empty hearted. I'm gonna finish what he started. With his last kiss, he broke his promise of forever. That's funny, that's how long I've dreamed about us being together.
Samson, speak. Good boy.